Today's story follows the journey of Laureano Costa and a transformative encounter he had with Padre Pio. When Laureano decided to confess to Padre Pio, he experienced an intense and life-changing encounter that would forever alter his faith and perception of the Holy Man. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Laureano Costa, an unemployed man living with his family in Padua, received a life-changing opportunity thanks to Padre Pio. He was offered the position of head chef at Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza Hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo. Laureano and his family relocated to San Giovanni and were grateful for the opportunity to live and work so close to Padre Pio. However, for some reason that he couldn't quite understand, Laureano began to have doubts about Padre Pio's holiness. He couldn't shake the doubts and began to question whether Padre Pio was truly a saint. The uncertainty tormented Laureano for 3 years, but he never talked about it, not even with his wife. One day Laureano decided to confess to Padre Pio, but as he approached him in the confessional, he was shocked to see a deep cross on Padre Pio's forehead. Blood was flowing from the wound, and Laureano was so scared that he called out to Padre Pio, but he received no response. Feeling at loss for what to do, Laureano attempted to wipe the blood off of Padre Pio's face, but to his surprise, he found himself unable to move his hand from his pocket. As he stood frozen, Padre Pio gazed silently at him. Laureano started to feel weak, struggling to keep himself composed. After approximately 10 minutes, Padre Pio let out a deep breath, and it appeared as though he was returning to the present moment. Without acknowledging what had just happened, he asked Laureano when his last confession was. Laureano replied that it was 9 days ago, and to his surprise, Padre Pio began to speak of each sin he intended to confess. As soon as Padre Pio pronounced the words of absolution, the cross on his forehead began to disappear. But the experience was so intense for Laureano that he let out a cry when he left the confessional. Others waiting in line thought he had been scolded by Padre Pio. Laureano was overcome with emotion and cried for 3 days and three nights. Despite his attempts to control his emotions, he could not hold back his tears. He lost his appetite and struggled to sleep at night. The image of the bleeding cross on Padre Pio's forehead was imprinted in his mind and haunted him constantly. At the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza, where Laureano worked, his supervisor noticed his changed behavior and spoke with him honestly. "You need to control yourself. You have a job to do here. You have a wife and children to think about. It's clear that you need to calm down and rest." Laureano desperately wanted to regain his peace of mind, but his experience with Padre Pio turned his world upside down. He decided to seek guidance from one of the Capuchin priests and spoke with Father Clemente about what had happened. Father Clemente didn't have an answer to why Padre Pio had revealed himself to Laureano in that way, but he advised him to speak directly to Padre Pio and ask for an explanation. Laureano followed Father Clemente's advice and made his way to the convent. But as he approached the door, he felt his courage wane and decided to turn back. He walked for some time, nearly reaching home, before ultimately deciding to give it one more try. With renewed determination, he resumed his path to the convent. Laureano made his way to the cloister in the convent, where he saw Padre Pio right in front of his cell, leaning against the door. As soon as Laureano appeared, Padre Pio looked in his direction. Laureano had the impression that Padre Pio was waiting for him, and he was beginning to get nervous. He wanted to talk to Padre Pio about what had happened, but at the same time, he knew he didn't have the courage to do so. He turned to leave, but instantly felt paralyzed and couldn't move from the spot. "What's wrong, Laureano?" Padre Pio asked. Although he tried, Laureano couldn't say a word. Finally, Laureano found his voice and said, "Padre Pio, when I confessed to you, I saw a cross on your forehead. Blood was flowing from the cross down your face. Why did you allow me to see you in such suffering? What does it mean? Is it because of my sins that you suffer this way?" No, of course not, Padre Pio replied. It was a grace that God gave you. It's simple. There are many similar stories of God's mercy towards those who doubt. In the 8th century, a priest in Lanciano, Italy, had doubts about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. When he said the words of consecration during Mass, he saw the bread and wine transform into real human flesh and blood. The blood coagulated into 5 globules, which was later believed to be representative of the 5 wounds of Christ. This reminds us how we should not doubt God, nor how He works through His saints. From that moment on, peace returned to Lorino's heart. He finally understood. God had given him that experience to dispel the doubts he had about Padre Pio's holiness. After that conversation, the doubts disappeared and never returned. Years after these events, Lorino informed Padre Pio that he intended to take a short vacation. "No, don't go," Padre Pio protested, but Lorino explained that he needed some time off. Padre Pio asked how many days he would be away, and Lorino replied, "About 7-8 days." However, Padre Pio was firm, 5 days and no more. Lorino agreed to the request, but he had no idea why Padre Pio insisted on such a short absence. It was only when he returned home that he discovered why Padre Pio had asked him to come back so soon. Lorino was back in San Giovanni Rotondo when Padre Pio passed away on September 23, 1968. Here we see Padre Pio's paternal solicitude. I find this truly touching. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.